Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, it's odd. I can ignore the memes and the internet quotes, but don't get me started on those activist videos. But articles, I just can't resist sharing. So just like the comment section that we talked about before, what we choose to share online influences how others perceive us. Here's what our content sharing says about our brand. First up, whether we are thorough. There are a whole lot of media outlets out there nowadays. It's easy to see the headline and click share. It's tempting to think, yeah, that makes sense. And besides, I agree with this. You want to make sure that you are not unintentionally spreading fake news or conspiracy theories. Folks are fact-checking us now. The last thing you want is to get snoped. And y'all know what that is. Someone on your comment section shows the claim is false. Second up, whether we are an honest broker. Sure, we can be an advocate. We can have an opinion on today's issues. And we do not want to give people the impression that we are a fringe element. Unless, of course, that's part of your brand. Those YouTube videos by activists can be a dead giveaway. Articles by outlets known for promoting conspiracy theorists on either side is also a clue. The last thing we want folks to think is, dang, they're drinking a whole lot of Kool-Aid. When it comes to social media, we are not judged only by what we write. We are also evaluated by what we share. Make sure those articles, those memes, those Twitter comments are aligned with the perception you want to influence and, of course, your brand strategy. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.